What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dubmatic.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. Welcome, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Enman, in with you solo this week. Brian Cleveland is out. We're going to get you the countdown here in just a few minutes, and if you're wondering where we get the charts from, well, it comes from Earshot, and it's the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more right there. And you can also find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We're happy to do it, and we're doing it in this hour of the program for Ryan Locke from Edmonton, Alberta. We're going to be talking with him in just a little bit as well. We'll give you your first 10 of the top 20. Stephen Karlick will join us for your music news and lots more. So stick around for that. Lots of movement on the charts. A few things peeking into the top 20 after being on the charts last week below the top 20. Also some debuts, Seven Dimension in the second hour of the program in the lowdown. So there's all kinds coming your way. Stick around, stay tuned. It's going to be a great countdown. We're going to kick things off right now. In at number 20 this week, down from number 18, is Gord Downie and the Sadies. You're going to hear a song called Devil Enough from the album The Conquering Sun. In after that, it's number 19, Tune Yards, down from number 10, a big drop this week for them. Their album Nicky Knack, you're going to hear a song called Manchild, and then a debut into the top 20. They were on the charts last week at number 21. They're sitting at number 18 this week, Frog Eyes, and the album is called Carrie's Cold Spring. You'll hear a song called Your Holiday Treat. Here is Devil Enough, Gord Downie and the Sadies. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
You're making me drop things. I can't hold my cup. My state of being isn't what it was. The light, and my eyes are just what torture is. Devil enough, yeah. I'm fighting words, and I'm tired and stained. Good thing you hate being entertained. And the lights don't give it another thought. Tonight, tonight, it's devil enough. Yeah, tonight, tonight, it's devil enough. Drop things, I can't even hold a cup. Taking up the oxygen until it's all used up. You'll get streets ahead, you can teach the dead how to mourn and how to love. I can't even hold a cup. Talk to my coffee nicely in size, in the morning just softly. The light, the light, the light. Don't beat yourself up. What torture is the devil enough? Yeah, what torture is the devil enough? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
You heard your heart. sun on, 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 on today. But sun on, 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 on today. And the reason for your arrest is the mess you made of my day. It's on and on, on and on, on and on today. And you had your holiday treat. And you've had your holiday treat. Sister, it's a mess, it's a tangle to me. Be not gentle, the product of your rage. And you have had, you should enjoy your holiday treat.
That was your holiday treat, Frog Eyes, in at number 18 this week from 21. The week before, their album Carrie's Cold Spring, and before that, Tune Yards with a song called Man Child. They're at number 19, their album Nicky Knack. And kicking off that set of three and starting off the program was Gordani and the Sadies with their album The Conquering Sun, in at number 20 this week, and the song was called Devil Enough. How are you doing? It's Anthony Edmond in with you for the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums. Brian is out this week. Big announcement for us as we gear up for August 1st. We've partnered with Savvy Fest, made mention of this last week. Want to talk a little bit more about it now and tell you what you are in for, what you could win. We have partnered with the great festival that happens in Sackville. This is the 9th this year, and it's from August 1st to the 3rd. You have a chance to win tickets to Sappy Fest. Two weekend passes we're giving away through our Facebook page. So facebook.com/earshot20, and that is our home on Facebook. It is your way to win with us throughout the month. We'll have a photo up there. It's up there now. You can go check it out, and you like and share the photo, trying to encourage people to head over to our Facebook page. And of course, your name will be entered into the draw, and we will make that draw at the end of July with plenty of time for you to have notice so that you know you're going. If you have to call work and tell them, I'm taking some time off because I'm heading over to Savvy Fest, that would be okay because it's a great festival. All kinds of great artists and artists that you are very familiar with, even on this program, including Cousins and Bri Webb, sitting in the top 10 this week. So make sure you head over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and make sure to like and share that photo and like our page. It is your way to win with Sappy Fest, and you can find out more by visiting the Sappy Fest website. It's sappyfest.com. We're going to get back into the charts right now and let you know what's coming in at number 17, and that is White Lung, up from number 35 the week before. Their album is Deep Fantasy. You're going to hear a song called Wrong Star. And in after that, number 16, holding steady from last week, is Chromeo. Their album is White Women, and you're going to hear a song called Come Alive. Here is White Lung right now, number 17 on the charts this week. You're listening to the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
Earshot 20, number 16.
For your number, I never wondered which way you would go. You woke me up from my slumber. Now let me make your work flow. It's not a lot, but all I wanna do is skip down on a weekend with you. There's still so much to discover. There's still a lot we don't know. Gonna love.
Romeo, Come Alive is the song. They're in at number 16 this week. The album is White Women. And in before that, White Lung, Wrong Star. They're in at number 17, up from 35. And their album is Deep Fantasy. It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And if you're just tuning in, we're counting down the top 20, but we're taking a break from that right now. And we talk about this all the time, an opportunity for artists to reach out to us and get a feature on this show. Ryan Locke has done that, and he's joining us on the phone right now to chat about his new album and single. Ryan, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well. And so I guess we'll start with a little bit of the backstory. How did you get into music and doing what you do?
Music came to me listening to old Sam Cooke albums back when I was a kid. I was really inspired to listen to those guys sing and the way they composed their music. I started playing music in jazz band and that in school. And as I developed a style, I came up with something a bit bluesy and folky, which I'm doing now as my solo project.
And tell us a little bit about your debut album, Unconditional.
Unconditional is an album that I wrote over the last year. I chose 7 of my favorite tracks, and I took up piano, so I have a few piano tracks on there. Most of them are guitar. Right now I launched a single on there called Blue Sky, which is a song about finding purpose past our everyday lives, looking up into the sky and seeing this blue sky all the time, and wondering what's more, what's out there, what's further. So, the album's called Unconditional. Check it out.
Awesome. And in terms of now doing some touring, because you've released your debut album, do you have any plans for some tours, maybe in your area or across the country?
I do. I just finished performing in Toronto last weekend, and I was in St. John's the weekend before that in Newfoundland. As of right now, I don't have any more shows booked, but on RyanLockMusic.com, there is a list of shows. So if you want to keep yourselves updated, definitely check it out.
Well, the album dropped on June 7th, and you can check it out. It's RyanLockMusic.com. That's LOCKE music.com. And definitely check out the album. We're going to play a track for you right now. It is the single. It's called Blue Sky. Ryan, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Rock and roll.
Here it is now, Blue Sky, an Earshot Extra this week. And stick around. More of the charts is coming up next on the Earshot 20.
I don't feel
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
Festival season is upon us, and one you're not going to want to miss is Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. The two-day music and arts event happens from August 1st to the 3rd, and this year features artists such as Bajaboulat, Bri Webb, Cousins, Constantines, Free Love Fenner, Julie Dwaron, Ott, P.S. I Love You, and more. Sound like a great weekend of music? Well, that's because it is. You can win tickets right here on the Earshot 20. Just visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/earshot20 for contest details and to enter. Win yourself a free pass to Sappy Fest happening August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick, right here on the Earshot 20. And for more information, visit the event website at sappyfest.com.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Precious baby ruby sunglass, forever sacred.
It's the Earshot 20, and that was Effed Up Sunglass was the song. They're sitting at number 14 this week, down from number 11 the week before. Their album is Glass Boys. And before that, Tanya Tayac was at number 15, down from number 8, her album titled Animisms. And you heard a song called Howl. And in before that, Ryan Locke joined us on the program for an interview, a feature. We thank him very much for reaching out to us. And of course, you heard a song called Blue Sky. That's a single. You can check out more of his music online, ryanlockmusic.com. It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out that website. Lots of great stuff. Another website you can check out is exclaim.ca. All kinds of great news there. And, of course, we are going to take a break from the charts right now and head to the phone lines, chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He is the senior editor there and a friend of ours here on the program. Stephen, thanks very much for joining us again this week.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll kick things off with a music story, a music news story here about two men who were detained by police for saying Nickelback. And I can only imagine how many bad connotations there are around Nickelback, the word.
Well, if you haven't yet been scolded for publicly mentioning the band, it's you should learn your lesson now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because over the past weekend, on June 20th, two Idaho men were detained by police for saying the word, for mentioning Nickelback. It was at a gas station in the city of Coeur d'Alene in Idaho and was captured on video by one of the men. One of them made a comment about a driver in another car listening to Nickelback. The officers detained them, thinking that they heard the word nickel sack, which is a way to refer to marijuana, apparently. I haven't heard that, but in Idaho, I guess, you can buy a nickel sack. The man filming expressed bewilderment. You can hear him saying, like, what are you getting us for? What are you getting us for? You can search the van. They're asking why one of the cops draws his gun. It's pretty crazy. And the cops are dismissing the Nickelback explanation in the video as BS. So kind of a funny story there.
It's, I mean, Canada always brings a sort of unique flavor to music. From Justin Bieber to Nickelback or Nickelsack or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I think a much more suitable name for the band would have been Nickelsack, but whatever. All right.
Yeah, it's funny how the big ones are always the worst ones. But anyway, it's being investigated now. The men were not charged, but the video has been seen over 100,000 times at press time, probably more by this point. The officers' names have not been released and are still on duty, but lesson learned.
Lesson learned,
just
indeed.
Don't say it.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. All right, we'll move on and talk about Sabby Fest. This is a pretty exciting announcement, and lots of Sabby Fest news coming out of this show. We actually have a partnership going on with Sabby Fest, and we're doing a contest here, ticket draw, through our Facebook page. We're working with Sabby Fest. You also do work with Sabby Fest, and they've added a few more names to their list.
They have, as if Sabby Fest didn't have a cool enough lineup already. They just added Shotgun Jimmy and Baby Eagle, which is, of course, the solo project of Steve Lamke from the Constantines. As many will know, the fest runs this year from August 1st through the 3rd in Sackville. It'll include a reunion performance from Shotgun and Jaybird, and Shotgun Jimmy now doing a solo show. Other additions to the lineup include Halifax rapper Kid Clever, and in case you're wondering, that's spelled XXXCLVR, as well as West Coast indie artist Rose Melberg. This is in addition to other bands which I was talking about, Julie Duarome, Basha Bulat, P.S. I Love You, Cousins, Ott, Ray Spoon, and a ton of others. Tickets are on sale now.
And it'll be a great weekend. And as I said before, weekend pass, $89.25. You can win a pair of them right here on this show. So keep listening for that. One more news item to bring you before we get back to the charts. And that is some news coming out for The Last Shadow Puppets. And they are writing an X-Men style film script. I'm interested to know a little bit more about this.
Yeah, sort of weird news for anyone who is a fan of The Last Shadow Puppets or Arctic Monkeys. The frontman is Alex Turner. The co-writer in The Last Shadow Puppets is Miles Kane. And they are not working on an album. They are focusing their talent on writing a script for a film. Miles Kane told Digital Spy that while the two have been talking about making more music, they're prioritizing the film. He said, quote, "It's going to have a sort of X-Men kind of vibe and sort of set in the 60s, but I can't give away any more than that," which is sort of interesting. I mean, The Last Shadow Puppets have always had sort of a retro spaghetti western kind of style to them. Anyone who's a fan knows that Owen Pallett has contributed strings to their album. But yeah, should be kind of interesting. I mean, Alex Turner is one to write good songs. I don't know what his how his hand is at writing films, but I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, we will see. And I'm interested to know what a X-Men kind of vibe means.
Yeah, especially given the 60s context he's talking about. Maybe it's sort of kitschy retro sort of superhero thing, but we'll have to see.
We will see indeed. All right, Steve, I'm going to get you to hang on the line. You'll join us in the second hour of the program with some more music news coming the way of our listeners. Now we're going to let you know what's coming up next. And up next is number 13, your number 13 spot, up from 46. Quite a big jump for this group. It's La Sarah, and the title of the album is Hour of the Dawn. You're going to hear the title track from that album. It is Hour of the Dawn on the Earshot 20. Stick around. There's more on the way.
to the Earshot 20. Number 12. Earshot 20, number 11.
Stand under the sun, but you could stick your head into a bucket of water and breathe in deep. We'll be right back.
And there's your number 11 spot. Ott is in at number 11 this week, up from number 14 last week. More Than Any Other Day is the name of the album, and a song called Around Again. That artist right there, another great artist that will be appearing at Sappy Fest. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Like the photo that's there, and you can have a chance to win weekend passes to Sappy Fest, a great festival of music happening August 1st to the 3rd in Sackville, New Brunswick. In Before Ought was number 12 this week, holding steady the Black Keys, their album Turn Blue, and a song called Weight of Love. And in before that was Lysera, and Hour of the Dawn was the name of the song, also the title of the album. And they are at number 13, up from 46. So a big jump for them entering the charts this week. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. That is the first 10 counted down. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is out this week. Every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we do it live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We are on every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us a couple other ways. You may download the program from radioforall.net, or you might be podcasting us through iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with your top 10, plus Stephen Karlick joins us again. We have your lowdown, and we're chatting with Chad Van Galen, our number one artist this week. It's no surprise. He's been there for 6 weeks. We're going to be talking to him. That's all coming up in the next hour of the program, so stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.